You may think at first I'm as mad as a hatter when I tell you a cat must have three different names. First of all, there's the name of the family you stay in, such as Peter, Augustus, Alonso, or James, such as Victor, or Jonathan, George, or Bill Bailey. But all of them are sensible, everyday names. There are fancier names if you think they sound sweeter. Some for the gentlemen, some for the dames, such as Plato, Admetus, Electra, Demeter, but all of them sensible, everyday names. But I tell you, a cat needs a name that's particular, a name that's peculiar and more dignified, because how can he keep up his tail perpendicular, or spread out his whiskers, or cherish his pride? Of names of this kind, I can give you a quorum, such as Monkstrap, Quaxo, or Collie Copat, such as Bombardier, or else Jerry Lorne. It has never belonged to more than one cat, but above and beyond, there's still one name left over, and that is the name that you never will guess, the name that no human will search and discover, but the cat himself knows and will never confess. When you notice a cat in profound meditation, the reason I tell you is always the same. His mind is engaged in a rapt contemplation of thought, of the thought, of the thought, of his name, his ineffable. Ineffable. Deep and inscrutable.